Good morning, my friends. We've been talking a lot about mindfulness and gratitude, and the two are certainly related, as is noticing anything with a mindful kind of attention. Some of us even have a strong habit of saying thank you whenever someone offers us something or does something that is good in our direction. Or maybe even saying out loud, thanks, no problem, in exchange for something that we have given. And yet this is not gratitude, certainly not mindful gratitude. If you've ever pushed back a friend's attempt to treat you to dinner or to give you a gift that you insisted was too much, you may in fact be stuck unmindfully in what we might call a thankfulness gap. How can we go beyond a muttered thanks to one that's truly underpinned with gratitude, rooted in mindfulness? And why would we want to? Researchers in the past 5 to 10 years have been studying the impact of gratitude and has now linked gratitude with a wide range of benefits that include such different kinds of things as strengthening your immune system, improving your sleep, feeling optimistic, experiencing more joy and pleasure, being more helpful and generous, and feeling less lonely and isolated. Other studies have shown that writing a letter of gratitude to someone you deeply appreciate, or simply becoming more mindfully aware of those things for which you are grateful, reduces even the risk of depression. All of these things seem pretty relevant to me right now, in this time of strangeness, separation, and wondering what the next step will bring. Succinctly put, gratitude is good for you, and it's good for your relationships. Think back to that impulse to push away from a gift or gesture from a friend for being too much. And wonder what would happen if you didn't get stuck in that and simply let yourself feel deeply and mindfully the experience of gratitude. In fact, researchers have found that expressing gratitude in a relationship acts kind of like a booster shot and makes us ever mindful of gratitude within us. In summary, the experience of thankfulness is much more of a thought, while the experience of gratitude is a deep and abiding feeling that tends to grow every time we practice it. Gratitude grounded in mindfulness. And if you've not already done so, let us sit for gratitude meditation. Finding that comfortable seat and putting yourself in it, grateful for the support of that chair or that cushion, because without that, your back would quickly begin to hurt in the lower areas that hold your spine up straight. Sit comfortably and rest your hands in your lap, experiencing gratitude for the way that this body of ours has been created, just perfect for sitting with a lap that holds our hands gently and without effort. Noticing your breathing, noticing how it gently moves in and out of your body. And as you've been practicing meditation, I imagine that that happens more simply and more easily, that you can simply turn your attention to that wave-like rhythm of the breath. Experience the gratitude for that breath. The amazing thing in that it knows exactly how to breathe for you, how much oxygen you need, based on your movement, your stress level, your excitement, passion, or simple joy. Your breath moves in rhythm to your life, and you have to do nothing to make that happen. What a gift. Let your mind be aware of that in the silence. Your body, your breath. And you're sitting in a place that supports you. When your mind wanders, respond to that mind with gratitude that it knows how to wander. As the phrase goes, not all those who wander are lost. And right now, bring that mind gently back. Allow it to release that thought. And return your awareness to your body and to your breathing. We go and get our minds in a very gentle way, bringing it back in a way that is filled with gratitude for its activity, makes it come easier and more simply to mindfully meditate. Because guess what? With that kind of gentle and grateful practice, the mind returns more easily because it wants to, and it knows the path, and it trusts you. These things arise out of gratitude. Let us practice in silence for a few minutes. With the things in your body and in your mind for which you are grateful. The comfort of your seat, the movement of your mind, the presence of your thinking, the gift of breath that gives you life and requires nothing of you. Let us be grateful. Practice returning your awareness to those things in your body for which you're grateful. Mindfully grateful because you notice. Willing to practice so that you can truly build your capacity for gratitude and find that it comes more deeply and lasts much longer. Actually, perhaps starts to enter into and increase your general appreciation for things in this life. And as we come to the close of this meditation in just a few moments, when you're ready, allow your eyes to open and experience that gratitude for how they know how to do it at your command. And as we close, namaste. Amen.